Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Near Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Recent surveys show that more than 90% of enrolled patients are satisfied with video consultations services at SingHealth Polyclinics. SingHealth Polyclinics Video Consultation Service, also known as Vicon at SHP, has received favourable feedback, with more than 90% of enrolled patients satisfied with this service and found it easy to use. Today we find out more about this service and explore the question, is this a permanent addition to the way we are treated? Next on Health Suites, only on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. On the phone, I'm joined by Dr. Emily Lee, family physician and deputy clinical lead for remote care workgroup, SingHealth Polyclinics. In this new normal, video consultation has become more widely available. Today, we find out more about how it works at SingHealth Polyclinics. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Money FM. Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely our pleasure. Now, could you tell us more about the video consultation service at SingHealth Polyclinics? Perhaps you can start with when it was introduced and go from there.
So the COVID-19 pandemic acted as a catalyst for telemedicine to emerge into the limelight worldwide as a platform to provide accessible healthcare. From June 2020, video consultation was progressively launched in SingHealth Polyclinics. Within 3 months, our 8 polyclinics were conducting video consults for adults with chronic conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol, using the Zoom video conference platform. Currently, our doctors conduct medical video consults, working as a team with our pharmacists who conduct video teledispensing, and our nurses conduct wound reviews.
Okay, so what you mentioned, diabetes, etc., hypertension, these are medical conditions where you basically have to see your doctor pretty often.
Correct.
And so this is a very convenient way of seeing your doctor pretty often without having to be in the clinic all the time.
That's exactly correct.
So how has it been received by patients?
Positively. So far, we have conducted more than 3,000 video consults. We have been collecting feedback regularly from our patients as we are always trying to see how we can improve our services. It has been really encouraging to hear about their experience. More than 95% were satisfied with the quality, felt that the doctor was able to adequately assess their medical conditions, and found the Zoom platform easy to use. The patients and caregivers appreciate the time saved from traveling and the convenience it brings. We have had patients conduct video consults from their home, workplace, senior activity center, and even nursing home.
That's actually really cool. Now, could you walk us through the process for someone who is used to visiting a SingHealth polyclinic, but maybe hasn't experienced your version of video consultation yet?
So a patient can sign up for video consult via an online form on the SingHealth Polyclinic website through our call center, or can be referred by the doctor during the polyclinic visit. So here is one scenario. I am a 50-year-old woman who is taking medication for high blood pressure. I recently did my annual lab test, but I am quite apprehensive to go to the polyclinic during this pandemic. My medications will last me for another 4 weeks. So I read the information on SingHealth Polyclinic website about video consultation and, that sounds good to me. So I submit the online form to request for video consult and select my preferred day and time. Thereafter, I wait for the SMS for confirmation with the Zoom meeting link provided. Then on the day of my video consult, I prepare my NRIC card and my blood pressure machine. I set up my laptop or use my phone, mobile phone, and I click on the Zoom link provided 10 minutes before my appointed time. As I wait in the virtual waiting room, I drink my cup of tea and I read the newspaper. So I will hear a notification sound when the doctor admits me into the virtual consult room. The doctor asks, how am I doing? How is my blood pressure? Shares that my lab test results were excellent and prescribes me 4 months of medication. I will then enter a Zoom breakout room to see the pharmacist who will go through my medications and arrange for home delivery service in 1 week's time. And the consultation is done. Lastly, I will make payments online with my Health Buddy app. And so the whole process takes about 10 to 20 minutes in the comfort of my own home or wherever I am.
That actually sounds great. And it's good that you brought it up, because my next question was their prescriptions. How are their prescriptions filled with video tele dispensing? And how soon after that video consultation and video tele dispensing will they get their medication?
So the doctor creates the prescription during the video consult and then sends the patient to the Zoom breakout room to see the pharmacist who goes through the medicines and arrange the collection. Delivery of medications can take up to 1 week. Self-collection from our pillbox lockers can take 1 working day. So the pillbox lockers are similar to POP station, where you will receive a PIN code via SMS to access your medication. The pillbox lockers are located outside the polyclinic and are accessible 24/7. Both modes of collection of medication are free.
Okay, so if it's not an urgent prescription that needs to be filled, you know, that's fine. My blood pressure medicine, whatever, that I actually have more pills at home, I can wait that week. And then there are some situations where I need my pills, I need that prescription filled ASAP. So that's when the pill boxes come into play. Sounds good to me. Could you tell us about the training doctors go through before they start doing video consultation?
It is mandatory for doctors to complete the online telemedicine course provided by the Ministry of Health. They are trained to safely conduct video consultation within its limitations. Staff are also internally trained to be familiar with the video consult workflows with pharmacy and administrative staff. And they are also trained to be experts in Zoom in order to troubleshoot any problems should there be any that arise.
Okay, so by the time you are in a video consultation, that doctor is trained to be able to do it properly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, now I suppose this is a big question. What are the benefits of telemedicine beyond the pandemic?
So simply, telemedicine is safe, accessible, and convenient. So during this pandemic, it is great. It allows safe distancing and reduces exposure to infection. But even beyond this pandemic, if you are a busy working adult or have poor mobility, video consults add accessibility and convenience. If you are not tech savvy, or if you have hearing or eyesight problems, no worries. You can get help from a caregiver or relative who can assist you with the Zoom video call and setup.
Okay, so it basically sounds like all of us need to get used to this if we haven't already started using this service.
Well, all of us have begun to get used to Zoom and the platform Zoom itself as well.
Right, okay. Now, I'm assuming there are some limitations to telemedicine. Could you highlight some of them to us?
Video consults cannot completely replace the face-to-face experience. However, in situations where there is a need to physically examine the patient, the doctor will advise the patient to visit the polyclinic for a face-to-face consultation. There may also be times where there will be a poor internet connection, which can affect the audio-visual quality. These are the main two limitations with video consultation.
Okay. So would it be safe to assume that if it was a serious condition, at least for the first visit, you would want to see your patient on site? And then for follow-ups, maybe video consultation and tele-dispensing would work?
So there are maybe cases where a patient may ask you for medications for the high blood pressure. And then they go, oh, by the way, I just want to share with you that I've had this problem. I've had chest pain when I am doing things. Then the doctor will ask some questions just to make sure, is this patient safe now? Does this patient need to go to accident or emergency? Or can this patient come to the clinic today for me to examine?
Right.
Always the patient's safety and best interest at the center of all video consults.
So patients, like myself, would need to learn how to give the doctors as much information as possible about what I'm feeling and my condition.
Ideally, it is best if you can share, but if you find it difficult, of which I understand, the doctors will be able to facilitate the patient to answer certain questions and rule out certain important things.
Right. Okay. Now, it does feel like telemedicine is going to be, if it isn't already considered, it will be considered an important addition to patient care for the future. Could you give us some insight on the long-term plans for its use at SingHealth Polyclinics?
So we are looking to expand our capacity and breadth whilst continuously evaluating our patients' and community's needs. We plan to expand the service within nursing, as well as to other clinical services such as Allied Health. So we have noticed there has been a gradual shift in motivation and attitudes towards taking more ownership of one's own health through self-care and self-monitoring. And we would like to be able to support that with telemedicine. I believe that telemedicine will be a progressive advancement at SingHealth Polyclinic and an exciting adventure as we explore the possibilities to support in Singapore's initiative towards building a smart nation.
So do you think that for any of us who might be listening who have never tried telemedicine, have never had a video consultation with their doctors, it's time that we bring ourselves to do it the next time we're ill?
So it really all depends on the individual and their preferences as well.
Right.
Certain individuals prefer to see their doctor and have that face-to-face experience. Certain people may prefer the convenience and to avoid the clinic during these times. So it is not 100% for everyone. It will certainly fit a certain proportion of people. Actually, if you're not too sure and you see your doctor next time, you can ask the doctor and ask, am I suitable for video consults for the next follow-up?
Right. So it's basically going to work in tandem with each other, face-to-face yes. consultation and video consultation.
Yes. So we are not replacing face-to-face consultation, but complementing and offering an alternative mode of safe care delivery.
All right. Okay. We've been speaking with Dr. Emily Lee, family physician and deputy clinical lead for remote care work groups, SingHealth Polyclinics. Dr. Lee, thank you for the time and the information. It's been great.
And thank you to you too.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You are on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.
Time to let the little ones get all of that energy out. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall has your little ones covered with toddler time. Each Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., open only for jumpers 6 and under, the little ones can jump at their own speed and comfort level without the older kids around. It's a safe, fun outlet for your toddler's energy, and they'll feel right at home on all of the attractions. Plus, they'll have the best nap ever afterwards. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit BigAirUSA.com/Columbus for details.